This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone. Baruch Ma'abon. So we have a very special subject this morning, parts of which we've spoken about in the past, but Ein Beis HaMedrash B'li Chiddush, every time we visit a subject, we always find a new explanation, new tam. Parshas Korach, certainly we've visited this parsha many times, and the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us on Daf Kuf Yud about the types of people that Korach was able to galvanize to join his rebellion. The Gemara in Sanhedrin quotes the pasuk Vayakumu lifnei Moshe va'anoshim b'nei Yisrael chamishum masayim, that they stood up before Moshe 250 men. So the Gemara darshins, what does it mean anoshim miyuchadim shabeida, the most unique in Klal Yisrael, not just regular people, not ordinary people, miyuchadim shabeida. And then the pasuk continues kriyei moyed, summoned for appointed times. What does this mean? Kriyei moyed. So the Gemara darshan shayu yoidim la'aber shanim v'lekvay chadashim. They had a special expertise, and that is they knew how to make an ibriyar. They knew how to be ma'aber the year and to establish the months of the year. Anshei shem shahayu lahem shem b'chol ha'olam. That Korach was able to gather famous people. So the Gemara says that the types of people that Korach gathered primarily had three qualities to them. Number one, they were unique. They were unique individuals. They were miyuchadim. They were the most special members of the Jewish people. Usually, if there's a breakaway, if there's a break-off, and the types of people are the riffraff, so you know they're up to no good. You know there's something wrong with what they're doing. But if the breakaway is the whole mizrachvant, if the breakaway is all the chashuva people, so to speak, then maybe there's something to what they have to offer. So that's one quality. The Gemara says, Miuchadim Shabeida. These were the most important people. Even in the Sifrei Chasidus, the Yismach Moshe is reputed to have said that he was around in the times of Korach's rebellion. He was there. He said he was a Gilgal of, and he was asked, whose side were you on? He said, I wasn't on Moshe Rabbeinu's side. He said, I wasn't on Korach's side either. I stayed out of it. I stayed out of Machlokes. But it wasn't simple. It wasn't clear whose side to be on. That's what the Gemara says. Miuchadim shabeida. And then the Gemara says, Anshei shem, famous people. Now, why do we need to know that these people were miuchadim? Why do we need to know that these people were famous? To realize that Korach, there was something to what he had to say. Even though obviously he was wrong, and Moshe MS, Sayrosei MS, but Korach obviously was somewhat persuasive, and people went with what he was saying. And that's indicated by the fact that he got Miuchadim Shabeida, that he got Anshei Shem, famous people. He didn't get nobodies. The question is, the second quality that the Gemara identifies that Korach galvanized, and that is Kriyei Moed Shahayu Yoidim La'aber Shanim. They knew how to make an Ibriyar. U'la'aber Chadoshim. So at first glance, we understand. The Gemara is telling us that Korach didn't get Amei Aretz. He didn't get unlearned people. He got very big Talmidei Chachamim. He got Yodea Sefer. But the Ber Yosef asks, if you want to say that Moshe got Talmidei Chachamim, say he got Goinei Olam, say he got Talmidei Chachamim, why specifically point out that they had an expertise in knowing how to be Ma'aber the Chadosh and Ma'aber the Shanim? Say, they knew how to paskin about Huchos Makkah. They knew how to paskin about Dalet Minim. Pick some kind of complex area in Halach and say they were expert in that area. Why specifically they knew how to be Ma'aber the Shanim and be Koivea the Chadashim? So Moshe Rabbeinu says like this, Boiker, Boiker v'yoida Hashem es asher lo. In the morning, God will let you know what's going on. Why the morning? Why not right now? Why not in an hour? Why not after lunch? What's boiker? So Rashi says, brings down a medrash. Rashi, Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Hey, number 3 on the sheet, Rashi quotes a medrash, Umidrashai, boiker, Amar lohem Moshe, Gvulois chalak HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bailamai. God made boundaries in this world. Yecholim atam, la'apoich, boiker la'erev. Can you change morning to evening? If you could change morning and night, then you could be mevatel the appointment of Aaron. Shenemar vayera vahivoyker vayavdel kach Vayavdel Aharon lahakdisha. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, why is he using the analogy of Boiker? What does Boiker got to do with the appointment of Aharon? So Moshe Rabbeinu says, there are borders, there are boundaries in this world. There's day and night. And just like you can never change day to night and night to day, so too, Aharon is a Kohen, other people are Yisraelim, and the two can never be moved, the two can never be changed. So Moshe Rabbeinu is using an analogy. What is Aharon analogous to? Aharon is analogous to the day. What exactly is this deep mashal that Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Korach? Oh, just like you can't change day to night, you can't argue on the appointment of Aharon. Just say, you can't argue on the appointment of Aharon. What does day and night have to do with it? If Moshe needs an example, say, you see this table? Just like this table is a table and it can't be a cow, so too you can't change the appointment of Aharon. What does day and night have to do with it? You see this cup? Just like this cup is a cup and not a car, so too you can't change the appointment of Aharon. Moshe has this brilliant analogy. Boiker v'yoydas Hashem asah shalai. What is this poetic license that Moshe is taking to the point where the Torah has to incorporate in the pasuk, Boiker v'yoyda Hashem asah shalai. Then we have a phenomenal Gemara in Bava Basra and the Rashbam. The Gemara in Bava Basra said, and you know, nowadays they advertise all kinds of tours, all kinds of places you could go in the summer, all kinds of places you could go for Pesach. They have never marketed this gimmick. Okay? And if you want to chap onto it and you want to make a business out of it, remember where you heard it. The Gemara in Bava Basra talks about the adventures of Rabba Bar Bar Chana, and he would meet these Arab merchants, and on one particular occasion, the Gemara says on Daf Ayin Daud, Omar Lay, he said to an Arab merchant, you know, Vas Machzer, so the Arab merchant said, Ta'achli lecha bluei de Karach. Let me show you in the ground where Karach was swallowed. Okay, I don't think you ever saw advertised, you know. Come to the Sinai Desert to see the hole in the ground where Korach is. Chazoi trei busy. So he saw two cracks in the ground. V'havakam mafki kitra. They were emanating smoke. Shakal gevava. He took shearings of wool. Gevava de amra, shearings of wool. V'amshina b'maya. He soaked the wool in the water. He didn't want the wool to catch fire when he sticks it into the hole. U'da'atzisa b'roisha derumcha. Put it on the edge of a spear. V'ayilei hasam. Stick it in there. V'chi'apik, and when you remove it, have a ichruch, it's going to be singed. That's where Korach is burning. If you want to know where the hot place is, that Korach is in the ground, it's in this makayim. You're going to take a spear, you're going to put shearings of wool on it, soak it in water, stick it in the ground, and you'll see it's going to come out singed. Amar li, atzis my shamit. So Rabbi Chana said, let me hear, what are they saying? V'shamit dahava amrin. And he heard that they were saying, Moshe v'sayrasay ames. Behein Badoin, Moshe is true, his Torah is true, and we're a bunch of fakers. Said the Arab merchant, Amar li kol tlasin yoimei mahader luhu gehenim lahacha kebasar bekalachas. Every 30 days, Gehenim kicks him up to this spot like a cholent pot. Like you have meat burning in a boiling in a pot of cholent, so the boiling water kicks up the meat every so often. So Korach, like Old Faithful, every 30 days he's kicked up to this exact spot, and he cries out, "Moshe v'sayrasa yames v'hein badon." Now the Gemara doesn't give us any more information, and neither do any of the other Rishonim. Every 30 days. Now which day? Chveist, the 15th of the month, maybe when you pay rent. I don't know. What day of the, when your credit card bills are due? The Gemara, none of the Rishonim, nobody gives us any information regarding what day of the month except for the Rashbam. And the Rashbam, who we know, his method of learning is not pshat. Oimek ha-pshat, he argued on Rashi. Rashi says, v'ani lo basi elo l'pshutoy shel mikra. Rashi gives the pshat in the whole pasuk. The Rashbam says, no. Oimek ha-pshat. The Rashbam says something that it's like he says Baruch HaKodesh. Kol Tlas and Yoimin, Kol Rosh Chodesh. That's why I gave this shir today. Every Rosh Chodesh, Korach resurfaces and he cries out, Moshe Emes, B'sayrasa Emes, V'hein Badon.
We don't, the Rosh Chodesh world, we fill it in.
Kol, you should have it. Chodesh. We do have it. They have it. They have it. Kol Rosh Chodesh. So the Achronim want to know, who told the Rashbam, every Rosh Chodesh, where did he get this from? So, for example, in the Sefer Meir Nesivim of Rav Meir Margolius, he writes, how does the Rashbam know? I don't know. V'im kabal on a kabel. If he had a tradition, then we'll accept it. But we don't really know how the Rashbam knows that it was every Rosh Chodesh. But we're certainly entitled to ask, if it was on Rosh Chodesh, why does he dafka resurface on Rosh Chodesh? Now, it's very interesting. I saw this morning for the first time that the Meir Nesivim suggests that the reason why Korach specifically resurfaces on Rosh Chodesh is because we know in the beginning of creation, Hashem created a sun and the moon, and they were both large in size. And the moon had an argument. What was the argument of the moon? Ein shnei malachim mishtamshim bekesar echad. You can't have 2 liters. You can't have 2 liters. And the Ribbono Shel Olam didn't like what the moon said. So what did Ribbono Shel Olam do to the moon? He was mamayit the moon. Aber, Hashem had charata that he was mamayit the moon. Because Rashi brings down that we bring a sa'ir on Rosh Chodesh. Why? As a carbon chatas. Why? Because Hashem says, bring a chatas for me that I was mamayit the levana. In fact, the Bnei Sascher is medayik in the tefillah of Rosh Chodesh. We say, Mizbeach chadosh v'tzioin tachin v'oilas Rosh Chodesh nasa alav. Why the oil? Why not the chatas? Because la'asa lavoi, the moon will be big, we won't have to bring the chatas anymore. But we'll always bring Mizbeach chadosh v'oilas Rosh Chodesh nasa alav. But not v'chatas Rosh Chodesh. Because when Mizbeach chadosh v'tzioin tachin, we're only going to bring the oil, not the chatas. But until then, we bring the chatas. Or we wish we could have brought the chatas. Why? Because really, Hashem is maskim to the taina of the levana of Ein Shnei Malachim Mishtam Shem Bekesar Echad. The moon had a good taina. You can't have 2 liters. Who wanted to have 2 liters? Korach! Korach said, you be the melech. You can't take everything, Moshe. We have to have 2 liters. Separation of power. Rabbi, assistant rabbi. And the moon said, no, you can't have an assistant, Rabbi. And the moon was right. And Moshe was right. And Korach was wrong. And the taina of Ein Shnei Malachim Mishtam Shem Bekesar Echad is a good taina. So therefore, every Rosh Chodesh, Korach, when we see on Rosh Chodesh that Hashem, we bring a chatas to endorse the taina of the Levana of Ein Shnei Malachim Mishtam Shem Bekesar Echad, says the Meir Nesivim, that's why Korach resurfaces Dafka on Rosh Chodesh. And then he says another phenomenal drush, a whole arichos, that Moshe Rabbeinu had to be mispalel that Hashem should not accept the mincha of Korach. What mincha of Korach? Korach doesn't bring a mincha. There's no individual that brings a mincha. It must be the mincha of the Karban Tamid. But if you make a cheshbin, all of Klal Yisrael had a chelek in the mincha of the Tamid. So Korach's chelek in it was minuscule, it was batal. So why is Moshe so concerned about Korach's chelek in the Tamid? So the Meir Nesivim says, what Moshe was worried about was it must have been Rosh Chodesh. And if you make a cheshbin of Korach and his 250 men, their chelek of the mincha of Rosh Chodesh is shakol kakezayis. And that's how the Rashbam knew that it must have been Rosh Chodesh. But that's the arichos of the Meir Nesivim. But we're going to explore a fantastic mahalach of why Korach specifically needs to resurface on Rosh Chodesh. Okay, let's ask a few more questions. So first we wanted to know, why do we need to know that these individuals were kriyei moyed, that they knew how to be ma'aber the shanim? What's the argument of Moshe of boiker v'yoyda Hashem es asher loy? Why Rosh Chodesh? Marv Rabbi said, does anyone remember what parsha did Moshe appoint Aaron HaKohen? What parsha was Aaron HaKohen appointed? Parsha Shmini, very good. The pasuk says, if you look at number 5, Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Leimar, Kaches Aharon, V'yasvana V'itoy, V'yis Habagodim, V'yis Kolo Eda, Hakel El Pesach Ayomayed. Gather Klal Yisrael to the entrance of the Ayomayed. Now, how big is the entrance of the Ayomayed? It's not tremendous. Not that much bigger than the shul. How many people fit in the shul? Allowance of, I don't know, 180 people? What's the allowance in here? 200 people. Good guess. 200 people. Could you fit in 1,000 people into this room? No, impossible. Could you fit 10,000 people in this room? No, certainly impossible. Could you fit 1,000,000? Could you fit 3 million people in this room? No. Let's say I was able to do it. You'd say, yeah, that's a miracle. On the day that Aaron was appointed, all of Klal Yisrael were stuffed in Pesach Hayom Moed. How'd they get in there? So Rashi says, this is one of the few places in the Torah where a small area contained a lot of people. It was a nest. In honor of who? In honor of the appointment of Aaron. So was Korach there that day, or was Korach golfing? Korach was there. They didn't have golf back then. Okay, so Korach was there on the day that Aaron was appointed, and they stuffed everybody in into the Pesach Ha'omayim. So what was Korach thinking when this great miracle happened? I don't know. Coincidence, you know? I don't know why 3 million people were able to fit in the Pesach Ha'omayim in honor of this. I don't agree to the appointment. What? Look, this is what Rashi says. Rashi's saying it's a miracle. Yeah. Pesach HaYomayid. And the next pasuk is, Vayomer Moshe Leida. Ze HaDavar Shotziv Hashem Lasos. I'm not making this up. This is not my bright idea. This is not nepotism. My father didn't tell me to do it. Aaron's wife didn't tell me to do it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me to do it. Look what's happening. Look. We're all fitting Pesach HaYomayo to endorse the appointment of Aaron. Now, Korach was a smart man. He was there that day. What's going through his mind when Aaron is appointed and something which is impossible happens? Furthermore, so today's shira primarily comes from two svarim, from the Sefer Sam Derech, Rav Simcha Zisel Broida, Rashiv of Chevron, Zechat Zag Levracha, and also from the Sefer Bar Yosef, Rav Yosef Tzvi Salant. They have basically the same mahalach in the parsha. Furthermore, Moshe Rabbeinu was the presiding Kohen Gadol during the Shivas Yimei HaMiluim. And every day he took down the Mishkan and he put up the Mishkan. And he brought the Karbonos and he did all the Avodah. And he looked up to the heavens, and what didn't happen? Hashem did not come down onto the Mishkan. Moshe did what he needed to do. The Shekhinah did not reside on the Mishkan. Not until the eighth day. Vayavoy Moshe v'Aaron el ha'omayed. Vayetzu v'yavarchu es ha'am. Vayera kevoid Hashem el ha'am. When Aaron took over, the Shekhinah came down, demonstrating that Hashem forgave Klal Yisrael for the Chedo Egal. So Moshe is doing the Avodah. Not until Aaron HaKoyin finishes the Avodah, only then does the Shekhinah come down. Was Korach there that day, or he went on vacation? Korach was there. Korach was watching Aaron bless the people and the Shekhinah come down on the Mishkan. What is going through Korach's mind? No, I should be doing this? Moshe couldn't do it. Only Aaron. Clearly, the Ribbono Shel Olam had told Moshe Rabbeinu to appoint Aaron. I mean, how foolish was Korach? He was a smart man. Rashi says, Pikeach haya. He was a sharp man. He knew that this wasn't happening for nothing. All of Klal Yisrael fit Pesach HaYomayid. Aaron HaKohen brought down the Shekhinah. There's a very interesting Gemara in Nedarim and in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says on the Pasuk in Chavakuk, Shemesh Yareach Omad Zvulai. So the Gemara says like this, that the sun and the moon came to Hashem and they said, Ribbono Shel Olam, we quit. If you don't stand up for Moshe and Aaron, we will never shine again. We're handing in our resignation letters. We will never shine again. We will go out of business. The world will freeze up instantaneously. We will stop sending down energy and light at the speed of 93 million miles per second. We're done. We're finished. So Hashem said, no, you can't quit. You know, this is not a democracy. I'm a dictator. Are you going to shine? So Hashem had to take arrows and shoot the sun so that the sun should continue to shine. So it's very interesting. In last week's parasha, Parasha Shlach, when the pasuk says "Vayiroinu al Moshe v'al Aaron," they complained against Moshe and Aaron. Did the sun say, "That's it? We had enough. We're not going to shine"? The pasuk says they wanted to stone Moshe Rabbeinu. In Parasha Shlach, right? It says they wanted to stone him. Did the sun send? They're going to stone Ben Mamram. We're going out of business. We're not going to shine. No. There were many times in the Torah where the people complained against Moshe. What about the pasuk? V'hibitu acharei Moshe, Chazal Darshan and Sanhedrin, that they suspected Moshe Rabbeinu of terrible averos. They were choshed b'ksheirim in Adoineinu Moshe. Did the sun say, what a chutzpah, we don't want to shine? So why dafka by the episode of Korach did the sun and the moon get involved b'riv she'eino shalahem? Why are they getting involved in this machlokes? Ultimately, what happened to Korach? He was swallowed in the ground. Why is he swallowed up? You know, the Gemara says in Brachos, La'moves toitzois. There are a lot of ways to go, right? There are 900 and something ways to go. Why dafka was he swallowed by the ground? What's the midah keneged midah? So Rabbi, so we asked 9 questions. Number 1, why do we need people who know how to be ma'aber, the shanim and the chadashim? Number 2, what was the argument of Moshe, boiker? Number 3, why does Korach resurface on Rosh Chodesh? What was Korach thinking when everybody gathered Pesach Hayom Moed? What was Korach thinking when the Shekhinah came down, when Aaron brought his karbanos? Why did the sun and the moon get involved? Why was Korach swallowed? Let's add 2 more. We only asked 7 so far. Let's ask 2 more questions. The Ramban says that at Kabbalah Satorah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu elevated every Jew to the status of a Navi so that they could see Be'enehem that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's relationship with Moshe Rabbeinu was closer and greater than with any other Navi. The Pasuk says, Hineni ba'i lecha ba'av he'anon ba'avor yishma ha'am b'dabri imach v'gam b'cha yaminu la'ilam. Which the Ramban very fundamentally interprets that Hashem is saying, I'm going to elevate the status of every Jew to that of a Navi so that we could see that Moshe Rabbeinu's level of Nevuah was peh el peh and higher than the level of Nevuah of any other Navi in history. So you can imagine. That means we saw with our own eyes the Ribbono Shel Olam select Moshe Rabbeinu and elevate him higher than Yeshaya, then higher than Yechezkel, higher than Yirmiyah. Was Korach there that day? Was Korach there the day that the Torah was given? Or was he golfing? He was there. And he saw the Ribbono Shel Olam say, Moshe le. He saw the Ribbono Shel Olam speak to Moshe peh el peh. He saw the Ribbono Shel Olam say that Moshe, I am elevating you above every other mortal. What was Korach thinking when the Ribbono Shel Olam spoke to Moshe? I don't know, I'm equal to Moshe. No, he saw with his own eyes that Moshe is being elevated above him. What was going through Korach's mind? So the key to answering these questions is the pasuk toward the end of the parasha and the Archaim HaKadosh's interpretation. Perek Tezayin, pasuk Chavches, Vayomer Moshe Bezois Teidun Ki Hashem Shalachani Lasei Says Kol Hamasim Ha'ele Ki Loi Mi Libi. Listen carefully, there's a double lashon in this pasuk. Moshe said, this will demonstrate that Hashem sent me. That's the first point. The second point is, Ki Loi Mi Libi. It's not from my heart. What did Moshe mean? It's not from my heart. Says the Be'er Yosef, says Rav Yosef Tzvi Salant, an astounding approach, a revolutionary approach to the parasha. This is the pshat in the parasha. Korach was maskim that Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest Navi who ever lived, and that nobody came close to him. And if anyone were to challenge Moshe's level of prophecy, they would be a koifer, they would be a min. And he agreed he was not as great as Moshe. He saw with his own eyes, the same way every other Yid saw with their own eyes. And he agreed that Hashem told Moshe to appoint a Kohen Gadol. And he agreed that when Moshe Rabbeinu appointed Aaron, the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted Aaron. And therefore Hashem allowed all of Klal Yisrael to fit in the Oyel Moed, and a miracle happened and the Shekhinah came down. But you know why Hashem wanted Aaron? Because Moshe wanted Aaron. And Moshe, Korach says, you're abusing your power as a tzaddik to twist Hashem's arm to endorse your decisions. Because we all know, tzaddik goyzer v'Hashem mekayim. Moshe, you know why Hashem wants Aaron? Because you wanted Aaron. But you shouldn't have wanted Aaron. You should have wanted me. And if you would have wanted me, then Hashem would have endorsed me and Hashem would have sent down the Shekhinah when I was appointed. And all of Klal Yisrael would have fit in the Pesach Hayom Moed when I was appointed. Because Moshe, Hashem will endorse whatever decision you make. Because as we know, tzaddik goyzer v'Hashem mekayim. People think, oh, I know, I went to someone. He's about my face. That doesn't mean he's doing the right thing. That doesn't mean he's a tzaddik. Just because he's a Baal Moed. Hashem endorses the decisions of great people, of holy people, even if they're wrong. The Gemara says in Masechta Brachos that Ram Gamliel had a policy that people were not allowed into the Beis Medrash unless they're Toichai Kabaroi. And when Ram Gamliel was dismissed, they appointed Rabbi Elazar Azariah, and they had an open door policy, and all the people were back into the Beis Medrash. And Gamliel had Chalishas Hadas, and he had a dream that Hashem was happy with him. And the Gemara says he had the dream that Hashem was happy with him, not because Hashem was happy with him. Hashem wasn't happy with him, but he's a tzaddik, so Hashem wanted to make him feel good, even though he was wrong. So just because Hashem endorses, changes nature, makes miracles, it doesn't mean it's really the emes la'amitai. Says Kairach, I'm going to quote for you a Tosfos or Rabbeinu Tam in Masechet Yevamos, says Kairach. Listen to this. This is the key. It's an amazing Tosfos. It's a Tosfos in Yevamos. On the sheet we have a Tosfos in Shabbos. It's the same Tosfos. In Yevamos he actually adds a few extra words. It's the number 13 on the sheet. The Gemara says that there are three things that Moshe Rabbeinu did. How are we doing? There are three things that Moshe Rabbeinu did that he did on his own, and Hashem was maskim to him. Number one, he pushed off Kabbalas HaTorah. Hashem said, I want to give the Torah on Vav Sivan. Moshe Rabbeinu said, we're not ready yet. We're going to wait until the 51st day of the Omer. That's why the Swarm write, the word Anoichi is a remez to the 2 days the Torah was given. It was given on Shavuos, and it was given on Yom Kippur. So Aleph Nun is 51, that's the 51st day of the Omer. Chaf Yod is Yom Kippur. So the word Anoichi itself is a remez to the 2 days the Torah was given. The second thing was, he separated from his wife. And Hashem said, you're right, Ba'ata poya modi modi. The rest of Klal Yisrael goes back to their wives, you stay away. And the third thing was, he broke the luchas, and Hashem said, Asher Shibarta. Yasher Koychach Asher Shibarta. Frek Toysvis, listen to this. We know that Miriam spoke Lashon Hara about Moshe Rabbeinu, that what right does Moshe have to separate from his wife? Frek Toysvis, how do we know that Moshe separated on his own? Maybe Hashem just commanded him to separate. How does the Gemara know that Moshe separated from his wife? Maybe Hashem just told him, Poya Moidi Madi, and he didn't do it on his own. Says Rabbeinu Tam, Moshe had to have done it on his own. Because if he didn't do it on his own, how could Miriam speak Lashon Hara, Moshe, why are you being punished from your wife? But Hashem told him to. So must be, says Rabbeinu Tam, Moshe separated on his own. Frekt Rabbeinu Tam, but we know Hashem endorsed his decision. Hashem said, Moshe, you're doing right by separating from your wife. So if Hashem endorsed the decision of Moshe, then how could Miriam speak Lashon Hara about Moshe? Listen to the Kasha Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam's Kasha is, Moshe separated from his wife. Hashem said, you're doing good. And then Miriam says, how dare Moshe separate from his wife? What's Miriam doing? Hashem told him to do it. Maybe he came up with it on his own, but Hashem endorsed the decision. So Hashem is endorsing the decision. What right does Miriam have to speak Lashon Hara? Says Tosfos, listen to this Tosfos, listen to Rabbeinu Tam. Miriam knew that Hashem was maskim to Moshe. But you know what Miriam was saying? The only reason Hashem wants is endorsing your decision to be parishman at Isha is because you want it. You shouldn't have wanted it. If you wouldn't have wanted it, Hashem wouldn't have endorsed it. Says Tosfos, "Biderech she'adam roitze leilech, meilichin oisai." On your chosen path, God will lead you. So you see from this Rabbeinu Tam a chiddush nifla. You could see a person or a movement or an organization having phenomenal success, and people, oh, look, they have siyata d'shmaya. That's not siyata d'shmaya. They could be doing the absolute wrong thing. But God leads people in the path that they choose, even when they're doing the wrong thing. Says Moshe, but Hashem told me, Bepemale, good ketin, you're doing good. Miriam said, Hashem only is trying to make you feel good, but you're doing the wrong thing. It's a tosis. Miriam was accusing Moshe of abusing his power of being a tzaddik. You know why Hashem wants you to separate from your wife? Because you want it. You shouldn't have wanted it. You wanted the wrong thing. Says the Rabbi Yosef Tzvi Salant, says Rabbi Simcha Zisel Broida, the taina of Korach knew who Moshe was. He knew Moshe was greater than him. He knew Moshe was Adon HaNaviim, that Hashem spoke to him peh el peh. What Korach was saying, because Hashem loves you so much and you're so great and you have such a high level of nevuah, and not only will Hashem do endorse what you do, Hashem will even lead you in the path that you desire in your heart. Korach, so to speak, had two tainas on Moshe. You know why Hashem brought the Shekhinah down when Aaron was appointed? Because you appointed him. But Korach said even more. Korach said, you know why Hashem endorsed your decision of Aaron? Because since in your heart of hearts you wanted your brother to be the Kohen Gadol, Hashem says, if Avdi Moshe wanted his own brother to be the Kohen Gadol, I'll go along with that. But Korach says, but your heart wasn't pure, Korach accused Moshe. If you would have wanted the right thing, you would have wanted me. And if you would have wanted me, you would have appointed me. And if you appointed me, they would have fit in more Jews into the Ohel Moed. And there would have been more Shekhinah on the Mishkan. So you'll say, come on, do the Chachamim have such great power that they can make a wrong decision and Hashem will endorse? Korach says, let me get specialists here to demonstrate my point. Because there's one specific area of halacha that even if the Chachamim intentionally mess up, b'mezid, they want to distort the calendar on purpose, Hashem will say, Mekudosh, Mekudosh, Mekudosh. Atem, Atem, Atem. Afil Shogim, Afil Mazidim, Afil Mutam. Like the Gemara says, that Ram Gamliel, Paskin, that it's Rosh Chodesh. Rabbi Yochanan Ben-Nuri said, it can't be. We just saw the moon within 24 hours. And then Rabbi Yeshua came along, and Rabbi Yeshua disagreed with Ram Gamliel. Ram Gamliel told Rabbi Yeshua, I want you to come to me on the day that you think is Yom Kippur. And Rabbi Yeshua had Chalisha Sadas. And what did Rabbi Akiva say? You gotta go. Whatever Rabbi Gamliel says is done. Hashem paskins that way. It doesn't, even if he's wrong. So lest anybody think, no, it's impossible that the heavens are dictated by the earth, that it's impossible that Hashem will go along with a chacham who's making a mistake. Korach got 250 living examples of that the way the halachic process works is that the chachamim make a psak, and even when it's dead wrong, Hashem says, gut gesagt. That's why Korach got, what? Kriyei Moed. Says the Bar Yosef, so the sun and the moon said like this, Korach's abusing us. He's abusing us. The fact that the Meraglim started up and the people have wanted to stone Moshe and the people accused Moshe, that's par for the course. That's not our machlokes. That's not our geschäft. But now the sun and the moon is being invoked to support Korach. Because Korach is saying, by the way, you know, the Gemara in Ksuba says, not only will the Ribbono Shel Olam endorse the decision of Chachamim when they paskin regarding the sun and the moon, but even nature becomes subject to the psak of the Chachamim. The Gemara in Ksuba says that let's say a girl turned 3. So she's 3 years old. Once she's 3 years old, biologically, her basulim will not grow back if they're punctured. Then the Chachamim come along and mistakenly say it's an Ibriar. So now this girl is 2 3/4. Hashem will say she's not 3, and now biologically her basulim will be chayzer. But I don't understand. The way the world works is it's 3 years of 3 years of 365 days. No, it's not. Whatever the rabbis say, even if it's wrong, Hashem changes nature to be compatible with even the wrong psak of the Chachamim. Korach said, if even nature is subject to the psak of the Chachamim, then certainly the Ribbono Shel Olam is subject to your whimsical desire to appoint Aaron. So Moshe says, Korach, you're making a big mistake. When it comes to the months and it comes to the years, if the rabbis say X and it's Y, if the rabbis say black and it's white, well, Hashem will go with them. There's one area of halacha where the Chachamim could say something and we don't pay attention if they're wrong. There's one area that it's absolute. There's no arguing. Hashem is not subject to the Chachamim. So you know what it is? Boiker v'yoida Hashem es Hashalai. Just like when it's day, and nobody could argue on it. You could convene a Sanhedrin, and they can paskin that it's day during the night. You still won't put on tefillin. Let's say the Sanhedrin Hagdoilo convenes, and they say day is night, night is day. No, we don't listen. Hashem doesn't listen. That's not up to interpretation. So Moshe says, bad analogy, Korach. I know you gather 250 men who are able to be ma'aber the chadoshim and the shanim. The correct analogy is day and night, not months and not years. That's why Korach said, that's why Moshe says, Boiker v'yoyda Hashem asashalai. That's why the moon got involved. The moon and the sun said, Korach, you're abusing us. An amazing Aruch Chaim HaKadosh who says this whole thing in very short words. If you look at number 17. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says on the Pasuk, Vayomer Moshe Bezois Teidon Ki Hashem Shalachani La'asoy says Kol HaMasim O'ela Kiloi Milibi. Moshe said, with this you will know that Hashem sent me to do these actions. It was not from my heart. Aruch Chaim HaKadosh is bothered by the double lashon. What does Moshe mean? Hashem sent me, and it's not in my heart. So Moshe says, I know you suspect that I did it on my own, and maybe Hashem endorsed it. No, this will prove that Hashem sent me. But maybe you'll ask, and maybe you'll accuse me. The reason why Hashem sent me is because me libi, because I wanted it in my heart of hearts. That's why the Ribbono Shel Olam sent me. So says Moshe, this will prove that not only did Hashem send me, it wasn't in my heart. I will testify you before you, Korach, that not only did Hashem tell me to appoint Aaron, in the deepest recesses in my heart, I didn't want my brother to be the Kohen Gadol. The only thing that was memale eslibi is that I want to appoint what the correct choice for Klal Yisrael will be. Ad kedei kach, the lev of Moshe Rabbeinu was so tahar that he had no inclination, he had no netia to even want to appoint his brother. Because Moshe was aware. If Korach was aware, Moshe was certainly aware that the Ribbono Shel Olam would definitely want to endorse who he would want. So Moshe Rabbeinu controlled his lev. That in the depths and the inner recesses of his heart, he didn't even have a netia to want to appoint his own brother. So there's an amazing panim yafos of the Hafla Reb Pinchas Horowitz. In number 20, the Reb Pinchas Horowitz, in this week's parasha, the panim yafos, he wants to know why Korach was punished that he was swallowed in the ground. Who else should be swallowed in the ground? Two other times in history. The Gemara says in Shabbos on Kuf Hei Amud Beis, Kol HaMas'atzel B'Hespedoi Shel Chacham Roy L'Kavroi B'Chayim. Someone who is lazy and does not give a proper eulogy to a Chacham should be buried alive. Who else should be buried alive? There were once 3 million Jews standing in the Sinai Peninsula. And Ribbono Shel Olam picked up the mountain and suspended it over their heads, and he said, either accept the Torah or you're going to be buried alive. Now, why did Hashem have to do that? Didn't we say Nasa v'nishma? So the Medrash Tanchuma says, Dasakein Bali Toysa says, Nasa v'nishma is a Tar Shabachsav. Torah Shabal Peh, we didn't want, so Hashem said, accept it or you're going to be buried alive. Interesting. Three instances of individuals or a community who don't want to be mekabel the Torah Shabbat Peh. Someone who doesn't want to give a hesped to a chacham. The Sefer Torah, of course, when the Sefer Torah is taken out of the Aron, I jump out of my seat. But when a Talmid Chacham walks by, I do a little shuffle. Because I like the Torah Shabbat Chsav, but I'm not into the Torah Shabbat Peh. So therefore, the Chazal tell us, Kol Mas'atzel B'Espedoi Shel Chacham Roy L'Kavroi B'Chayim. So that's the first instance. If someone is not Mekabel the Torah Shabbat Peh, Kavroi B'Chayim. The second instance, Klal Yisrael were willing to be Mekabel the Torah Shabbat Chsav. To that, they said Nasa V'Nishma. But the Torah Shabbat Peh? Nah, not interested. We don't know if the Chachamim have our best interest in mind. So Hashem said, Hashem was Koifa Aleim Har Kegigas. Says the Panim Yafos is a third instance when Klal Yisrael was hesitant to be mekabel the Torah Shabbat Peh. That's the Adas Korach. You know what happened to Korach? What happened? What would have happened had we not been mekabel the Torah in Har Sinai? Kaf Aleim Har Kegigas. What happens of Kol HaMas'atzel B'Hespedoi Shel Chacham Roy L'Kavir B'Chayav? Korach was not mekabel the Torah Shabbat Peh of Moshe. How? Because if you suspect the Chachamim, not of doing the wrong thing, of having personal agenda in their heart, if you question the motive of Chachamim, I know Moshe is the greatest Navi, and I know Hashem endorses whatever he decides. But the reason Hashem endorses whatever he decides is because he has a personal inclination to desire that. If someone questions the motivation of a Chacham, that's also challenging the Torah Shabbat path. Challenging the credibility, the authenticity of a Chacham. That's what the Adas Korach did. The Arachayim HaKadosh learns that the challenge of Korach was at Matan Torah. He knew Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest Navi who ever lived. He agreed Aaron HaKohen has been endorsed by God. But Aaron was endorsed because Moshe wanted him to be endorsed. But Moshe, if you would have wanted me to be endorsed, God would have endorsed me. But Korach said, look, I have 250 sages who could be ma'abra the shanim, which means they could distort the halacha and Hashem will endorse their decision. So what day of the month, says the Rashbam, does Korach resurface and proclaim, you know what, I really blew it. The analogy should not have been the chadoshim and the shanim. The analogy of Moshe Rabbeinu was correct. Boiker v'yoyda Hashem asa shaloi. What day of the month does Korach have to pronounce that he blew it? Says the Rashbam, Rosh Chodesh. How does the Rashbam know? Some Sfarim say, Im Kabbalah hi nekabel. How does the Rashbam know? It's only Rosh Chodesh that Korach could possibly resurface. Because Korach was abusing Rosh Chodesh. He was utilizing and invoking the power of Rosh Chodesh to prove his point. Look, Im Atem, 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 Afilu Shoigagin, Afilu Mezidim, Afilu Mutayim. If the Chachamim could proclaim Rosh Chodesh, and it's Rosh Chodesh, even though, you know, on Rosh Chodesh, the two smallest Seifim in Shulchan Aruch that almost have no title, you have Sudas Rosh Chodesh and Sudas Malava Malka, where technically they could have been absorbed and incorporated in any other siman in Shulchan Aruch. And the Mechaber, you know, in the Sfarim of Rabbi Yechiel Michel Stern, he brings an incredible gematria. He says, if you take the numerical value of Arachayim, Choshem Mishpat, Evan Ezer, Yeredeya, you get the gematria of the number of simanim in Arachayim, Choshem Mishpat, Evan Ezer, and Yeredeya. So say, okay, so you know, he had to get in, the Mechaber had to get in another two simanim. But it's interesting. There one line simanim. Mitzvah laharbois, the sudas rosh chodesh. La'olam yisadar adam shulchanoi, right, from Malav Malka. So they say the remez to this is, you know, that what did Eliyahu say to the Nevi'ei Habal? And mosai atem poiskam al shnei ha-se'ipim. How long is it going to take you to jump over these two halachas in Shulchan Aruch? Sudas rosh chodesh, sudas Malav Malka. That's the way you remember it. Be it as it may, Korach was abusing the koyach of Rosh Chodesh. He says, I'll prove to you there's an area of halacha where the Chachamim could distort the halacha and Hashem will go along with it. So therefore, the Rashbam reveals to us that every Rosh Chodesh, Korach comes along, he resurfaces somewhere in the Sinai Peninsula and he cries out, Moshe emes, Seirosa emes, v'anachnu badoem. Rabbi Isai, agun Chodesh, koyach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.